Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You are listening to an A&R podcast. This is the Falcon and Winter Soldier bonus episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to our special bonus episode of the Falcon and Winter Soldier. This is our final episode because the show has just finished and we're going to give you our take on it. So, just, you know, everybody is aware, this is going to be filled with spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, go take a look, watch it, and then come back to hear our thoughts on the finale. So before we get started, I want to welcome some of my Avenger friends here today, starting off with D. D, how's it going, buddy?
I am great. Hope you are as well.
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. And Telford.
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing good.
All right. And our friend Chris is taking some time off, so he will join us next week. All right, gentlemen. So let's dig into this finale episode. You know, we'll start off with the show right away, you know, getting into, you know, they're not wasting any time. They've got, you know, Bucky showing up at the building compound where Flag Smashers are getting ready to kidnap these high-level government executives, whatever you want to call it. So we get into that, and then you see Sharon, you know, coming with that mask or that, you know, that disguise that she basically copied off Black Widow in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool that they brought that back. So D, let's start off with you. You know, what did you think of the first 10 minutes? There was a lot going on right off the bat, but what did you think?
Yeah, so I know we normally break these into segments, but I was rewatching. I'm like, this is going to be pretty hard because it jumps back and forth. And I didn't mind that at all, actually. Like, it was action packed, and then there was some downtime to talk, and then there was more action again. So the opening scene, like you said, takes place in, I think it was Manhattan. And they were voting on what to do with the refugees. And in this case, they didn't even get a chance to do that because Carly and her Flag Smashers interrupted the event and planned to kidnap them. So right off the bat, good action. There was a moment where I was confused. I was like, what is her goal again? And then they brought it back up. Good choreography with the fights. I don't know how you felt about that, Telford. Like, do you feel like her goal made sense at all to you? Did you like the fight scenes? I'm glad they included it right off the bat because I didn't want to hear her talk and monologue.
I loved the fight scenes. I thought it was awesome. And right down to when Sam debuted as Captain America, his costume was amazing. Like, exactly comic accurate. Like, it was really cool. It was neat to see that.
I'm glad they... I was skeptical. Like, I know the toy leaked it, but seeing a toy versus what they look like on screen, because even looking back in Steve Rogers' first costume, I was like, that's horrendous. And I don't mean that with any disrespect, but, you know, like, compared to the later movies, I was like, oh, thank goodness they changed that. But Sam looked kind of stiff. But at the same time, I'm taking into consideration...
Kind of stiff. Oh, my God.
He doesn't... I don't know. He had to ease into it. Like, he took this thing out of a briefcase and put it on. Like, okay, fair enough.
Let me let me pose a question to the both of you. Okay, this is what Wakandan tech, right? This is Wakandan tech. We have seen Wakandan suits because we've seen Shuri make one for Black Panther in the, you know, the what do you want to call it, their tech office, whatever, right? And you've seen how fitting it is. You've seen how versatile it is, and you've seen the technology using vibranium. This suit, do you guys think has that feel?
Oh no.
D, what do you think?
No, not at all. Like, we've seen them use nanites. Telford? So
no, Telford? No, it's pretty simple as far as Wakandan tech goes.
This suit looks like something you can pick up at Party City.
I wouldn't go that far. Calm down.
I wouldn't go that far either. But
at discount, at discount.
Calm down.
I'm telling you, man. I will put one on for you, D, and we'll take pictures and we'll put it on Instagram when it becomes available from Jack or Party City.
As long as I'm getting to see the very closest rendition of a comic accurate suit, that this is the very first one I think, other than Vision and Scarlet Witch's costumes at that
Halloween
Halloween party. Yeah, I love it. I think it was pretty cool, and that they used the vibranium wings was pretty cool too, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. But at any time, did they not, people were shooting around in the game, in the show, and there was no shots at him to show that this is vibranium technology, because it seems like only the wings are vibranium.
Only the wings and shield are, to be honest.
But why? Here's the
Think of it this way. Bucky's hey, can you make my friend a suit? Sure. They're not going to spend $1 billion worth of vibranium on him. They're like, let's just make Bucky's friend this weird costume and just get him out of here.
Let's usher him through.
I'm sorry, but this is an epic fail. This is terrible.
Oh my goodness.
He just looked like there were some, air pockets built into his suit, and they pumped it with some air, to give him that upper body strength. This is what happens when you don't have super serum. We have to make adjustments to make you look buff and strong, right? If he just took the serum, he would have been
fine. It doesn't work that way. I have a question for you. So is it this suit, how loose it looks? If it was more form-fitting, would you be okay with that? Do you hate how it's kind of loose?
Absolutely. It should have been more... look at Black Panther's outfit. Does it look like it's puffy? Does it look like it's restricting him? That's what I expected. Because you're Falcon. You're supposed to be agile. Not just in air, but you're going to land on the ground. You need to be agile, right? So... this doesn't look like he can even get his elbows and arms across his chest. He looks like a robot. It just looks ridiculous. It was so evident when he was running, too. It's what is that? What is he doing?
Hey, I feel for him. I just got a new pair of jeans, and it was a bit hard to walk around in them at first, so.
But that's what I'm saying. This is not a pair of jeans. This is vibranium tech. It's supposed to form fit to your body. Yeah. This does not look like it's form fitting to his body. It's I don't know. It just, to me, this is an epic fail. What is Marvel thinking? This is Wakandan tech. You can't just make it look like it's Party City outfit. You got to bring it. And I know the colors and all that is similar to the comics. And I get that. I like that. I don't mind the actual coloring and the design of the suit. It's just the tech is not there to me.
Fair enough. This
does not look like a Wakandan tech. Right? So... right off the bat, I started not liking this episode.
Oh no!
Yeah,
you set anyways bar way high.
Yeah. Well, hey, they set the bar way high, not me. They set the bar way high. Yeah. So, yes. All right. Okay. So let's continue. Take it from there. What was happening after?
Oh, there's a lot of action going on in the beginning there, and then. You see a bit of Sharon Carter and her backhandedness, where she's playing both sides, and she uses that mercury vapor bomb on that Flag Smasher guy, which was pretty wild.
Oh, that
to
was badass. That was bad.
Yeah. And then.
And then what about that phone call with Bucky where she.
Oh yeah.
Where she just trying to stall time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just stalling time, and then Sharon goes, You had one job to do and you didn't do it.
I have an issue with that call after. When it's my turn, I'm just going to blast.
Yeah, 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 sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can actually jump in right now if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, jump in, yeah.
Like, she was goading him and egging him on through the phone call, and I was like, okay. But then she says, has he fought for anything bigger than himself? Excuse me? Are you kidding me right now? Are you serious? Right? There's a museum section dedicated to him. Even before Endgame, he was on the front lines. Like, he was there. He was in the grid of it. And then, fast forward to Endgame, he was on the front lines. So, yeah. Unless you don't pay attention to any news source whatsoever, there's no way she didn't know that. And what a stupid thing to say. And I could not wait to see her get punched in the face later on in the episode. I was hoping there'd be a, like, throwdown with her. Sorry, I had to jump in there, guys. Please continue.
Oh, yeah. No, we said the same thing. We're like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty hilarious point, actually. Oh, man, that helicopter chase, though. Wow, was that something else.
So this is basically Marvel showing us his abilities, right? Mm-hmm. So they had to have that helicopter scene because, guess what? Only he can actually take care of that, mm-hmm. right? So
exactly.
Yeah. So he's so like Telford, yeah. What he's exactly did you like?
Wings, and he's now learned the skills on the shield too. So just seeing that, and like his new updated like Red Wing. Was pretty cool too.
Yeah, definitely. That's pretty cool, and then the technology behind it too.
Yeah,
those goggles, right? The goggles had that.
Yeah, see, there's a little bit of Wakanda tech in there.
Yeah,
but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that whole scene was really well done, I thought. And when he contacts the lady in the helicopter and was just like, "Hey, listen, we need to do this." Countdown to five, and that
Telford,
yeah,
by any chance do you live right next to the ambulance building? Because every time we do a podcast
hey, listen, we're in the middle
every
of
time
the, yeah,
we're middle of, you know what, I get it
yeah,
we're live, unedited, this is raw stuff, we just, you know, let it all out at the same time. We don't edit, not, you know, things here, so we're live. We're not these, you know, high-end preppy podcasting companies here. Yeah, we're just people geeking out and talking about TV shows and et cetera.
Yeah, we're not just adding special effects here.
These are not special effects. Yes.
Yeah.
That's just a sound effect.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Continue on. You were saying.
But yeah, when he hits the helicopter, flies right through it, grabs that guy, knocks him out. That was just, it was a really cool scene. I loved being able to see
that was
what
such,
he can do.
That was such a badass move, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then
only someone named Falcon could do that. You know, it was so cool.
Yeah, right?
He's dancing on air.
I digress.
Yeah. but yeah, and then it goes back, I think, to Carly and Batroc, I believe, right? Oh, yeah. And then...
See, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's just so much happening back.
The whole episode was seamless. There was not a down period in it. That's why it's hard to chop it up in segments.
We get a good friend show up. You know, our Mr. John Walker shows up, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then seeing like, his, like,
Morgenthau
ghetto shield just get destroyed immediately.
Man. He throws it at her and she just kicks it to the
it's
side.
It's like, oh, no. Oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah. Get this junk out of my way, right?
And then she, like, delivers the blow again. She's just so insensitive in this episode. She tells him, I didn't mean to kill him.
That line was crazy. Yeah.
I only kill people who matter. And,
yeah.
Like, that was unnecessary.
It was like, savage. Just dropping it. Like, yeah. Lamar's life does not matter. It's like, wow. You know, like, what do you think of her as a villain? Like, to me, I don't think of her as a villain. She doesn't, like, I think Batroc is more of a villain than she is, in my opinion, because I just don't get it with her. Like, I don't.
I found that, like, she was more of a villain in this final episode than the others, because she was just, like, ruthless. She's just like, well, if they don't want to stand down, we're just going to kill them. We're going to throw these people as collateral damage in front, you know, and just deal with it like that, you know? So I felt she was more of a villain in this episode than any of the other ones, where she was just, before, she was just kind of misguided. She was, like, taking the villain role.
Yeah.
Big time in this one.
What do you think of her as a villain?
I think she's too haphazard. I don't think her plan was well thought out. Her main goal was to have the votes in her favor so the refugees don't have to go back to their places of origin. And if they weren't going to agree to her terms, she's going to kill them. Okay, so she kills them, then what happens? She just became the poster child for the senators to be like, see, this is why we can't have undocumented people here.
Yeah,
they just go around killing people. She would have.
Yeah, she became the reason for not, you know, not you know, agreeing to these terms.
Yeah.
She just became the reason. So, yeah, I don't know. There were rumors, you know, we don't know for sure yet, but there's been rumors out there where this show was not intended to go the way it was. There was other things that were planned. You know, there were talks about, like, a pandemic type of storyline, and they took that out for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when that was mentioned a couple of days ago to me, I kind of, like, try to look at it. What if they inserted that pandemic thing that would have made more sense for her reason to, like, you know, go and help these people because they're suffering and they're not getting the medicine they need, or the vaccines, or whatever you want to call it. Because I feel like that this show is missing needs a more bigger motivation for someone to go rogue like that against the government. Mm-hmm. I think just misplaced, you know, refugee camps is not enough for a group of people to take their entire life at stake here and go and try to make this movement. I think that whatever they did to shorten this show and change the narrative, I think really damaged the way we think of these characters and their goal, their task. There's not enough, in my opinion, I think, for them to do this. It's just simply not enough. And I just think it's a missed opportunity or whatever. They felt that it was insensitive to talk about a pandemic, if that was the case.
I think that might have been insensitive.
Yeah, it would have been. But, I mean, maybe delay the show. I mean, if you're delaying Black Widow for so long, why not delay the show and make some changes to it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, did you guys hear about this so-called rumors about the storyline being different and then you had to chop it up and change it into something else?
Not until you mentioned it,
yeah, like, the other day. Actually.
Yeah, it's floating around out there. But, anyway, so we'll continue on. So you got this, you know, battle between, you know, John Walker and her. And then you have Bucky coming in with the bike, I believe, right? Full speed. He comes in and throws himself at them.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool stunt move that he did, where he just throws himself at them. So that was pretty cool. And then, where does the story take us afterwards?
So, D? In this situation, you brought up Bucky, so I'd like to comment on him. Like, anytime he shows up, I'm just like, thank goodness. Someone I don't have to worry about. Like, anytime he's in a fight, I'm just like, oh, thank God, Bucky's here. All right. Yeah. It's like calling your big brother to fight all the bullies for you.
Even when Falcon's there and he shows up, I'm like, oh, thank God, somebody with real super.
Well, yeah, I don't want to downplay Falcon's skills, but he's like the little brother, and Bucky shows up and he's like the big brother who just beats all the bullies up for him. So,
yeah,
Bucky showed up on his bike. John's fighting in the background, and Carly panics and she tells them to light the armored car on fire. And this is where all the senators and politicians are in there. So that takes Bucky out of the fight because he's trying to break them free. And you have...
Which is smart. Which is very smart.
I mean, diversion, it worked. Bucky is going to town on this door with his metal arm. Anytime he's punching something, it's satisfying to me as well. Like, there's a lot of satisfying things with vibranium in this show. And it's weird, but I love it.
Can I jump in for a quick second?
Yeah, go for it.
In that moment... was she's like, yeah, set this armored vehicle on fire. She's pouring gasoline on this thing. Like, how is that going to affect an armored vehicle?
Was know, it like even near the engine? Silly. Like, it was at the back of the...
Right? It was so ridiculous. I was like, okay. Action for action's sake.
Yeah, I've come close to, like, armored vehicles at my work, and yeah, I don't think this would have damaged that vehicle for a long time.
No.
I mean, hours.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so, right? Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't know. That's not really well thought of. The science is not there.
Yeah, right?
So, okay, so, you know, they're finding he takes, you know, basically tries to get the door open, and then what happens?
So, from there, he gets them out, he tries to save the hostages, and this is where it's jumping around again, because it cuts back to Sam doing his aerial. There's more than one helicopter. The first one he saved, I believe they're police officers, and he's able to down one of them, catch the police officers, and then use his wings and the shield combo to deflect the helicopter, crushing them both, which I thought was pretty cool. Like, you could see how durable these wings actually are. I don't know, did you find that believable? And if not, did you think it at least looked cool?
I thought it looked really cool, and I thought it was believable. Like, they didn't mention at all that it was vibranium or anything like that, but the damage that you saw when he would, like, land with them and, like, that type of stuff, just, you're like, oh, okay, clearly they gave him vibranium wings, right?
So, yeah, like, I just had to accept that they were vibranium. It was my headcanon if they didn't say it. Yeah, exactly. They are right now.
I was like, all right, they've already kind of screwed up here on this fire situation with the armored truck. I was like, I gotta believe they're vibranium.
We should have seen some bullets firing at him, though, right?
There
were no bullets fired at him to use that tech to show us that.
They fired once and missed, so that didn't really count.
Mm. Yeah. I would have loved to see them fire and shoot at him on his costume, and if that, you know, didn't pierce through, that to me would have been huge in saying, okay, he may not have the serum, but now he's got the tech, you know, to now be at Steve Rogers level.
Oh, he's 100% not bulletproof. There's no way.
Yeah. That. But you can see that after all the stuff he went through with, like, getting crushed and all that kind of stuff, at the end, his suit didn't even have a mark on it. So Steve's suit would have just been torn up.
It looks to me like it should not be durable, just because of the way Elvin described it earlier, how it's, like, loose and...
puff suit.
Party city costume, I'm telling you right now.
Like, this isn't me hating on it, but I was like, if someone came up and stabbed him right now, there's no way, like, it would stop anything. So,
but that's a disappointment to me. I know we have the show to talk about, and we keep going back to his costume, but because they made it such a big deal.
Yeah.
They made it such a big deal, right? Like, you know,
at the end, they didn't really talk about it or, you know, describe, like...
And then, you know, it would have been fun. It would have been fun if Bucky said to him, hey, nice threads. Like, you know, you're welcome. Or something like that. You know how he always says that, right? Yeah. The little smart remarks. It would have been cool for him to say, yeah, you're welcome. You know, like, thanks for, you know, not even saying thank you to me. But maybe when he looked at the suit and said, eesh, I didn't realize it was that bad, right?
He loves that thing. You can tell.
So, okay, so we get down to... This is the part where they go down to the, a warehouse or something?
It's like a construction site.
Yeah, abandoned building area or something.
Like, the fight spread across town, basically. And then Bucky falls down to the construction site. And Carly drives down the car.
Yeah, and he uses to land. That was pretty cool how he used that to land, right?
Yeah.
That was dope. And then they kind of jump with the parking meter and then try to hit him. And then you use that to block it. So, and then you have the truck that's about to fall on top of them. And our boy, Mr. John Walker, steps up and grabs a hold of that truck and says, nah, not today. And he's pulling this bad boy up, but then he gets, you know, jumped on, which is, I think, is pretty uncool to do that. So he gets jumped on, and then the truck and him, well, he just falls down with these guys, right? And then you get this photo shot or video panning downwards from the truck, and they see a shield, and then you see, you know, Falcon. I'm still not sure if I want to call him Captain America, but Falcon, he and his two this time, two Red Wing, right? So that was pretty cool that it splits up into two, mm-hmm. latch on, and help push the truck to the top there. So that scene was pretty cool. I like that, using that tech, you know, and then the propulsion to get it back onto top of the ridge there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of that? You guys thought it was pretty cool, or do you thought it was a cheesy? What did you think?
I liked it, and I'm gonna give John credit here. I know we've been like dogging on this whole season, but he stepped up because he was having his one-on-one moment with Carly after she just tore into him earlier, and he was getting the upper hand, but he stopped mid-fight to go after the armored car and save it. Like, he did what he's supposed to do. And you could see him even, like, shaking his head, like he had that PTSD moment going on. And I was waiting for him to, like, lose his cool in this episode and just, like, explode. But he didn't. He came through.
Yeah,
the
he
whole
finally stepped up, you know, and was the team player at the opportune moment. And, it was cool. It was cool to see that. And I did really like that scene with Sam and Red Wing using that tech. It was really neat. It was fun to watch.
So after all that, they all run into the abandoned warehouse, and you know, Bucky is running, John Walker's running right behind him, and then you have Falcon running with stiff arms down the hallway and bolting it down to the bottom, and then you have, they're just basically looking for Carly and whoever's remaining. Then you get to that scene where Carly and Sharon are face to face, and you remember D back the few episodes ago, who called it?
You did.
Who called it? I did. This guy. I said, what if she was the power broker? And bam, she was the power broker this whole time, in manipulating and everything. And then you see Batroc come in there going, ah, so you're the person that's supposed to be giving me the money, right? And then basically Sharon's like, oh, I've been had here, so I better do something about it. And pop.
So stupid. On the floor. So ridiculous.
Done. That's it. Career, GSP's Marvel career is over just like that.
I was laughing about that earlier. I was like, man, the MCU has killed off so many like top tier villains, and yet Batroc's still running around, you know? He's made more appearances than anyone.
He's still surviving.
Yeah.
And he probably will survive that bullet too. He'll probably get away with it.
Yeah.
So, what did you guys, you know, I know I've said that I called it, but did you have any inclination at all that she was going to reveal herself as Power Broker?
Yeah, because she has a penthouse on this island that has no law. Like, there's no reason she should have been that powerful. So, I thought something was up. Either she was the power broker or she's working directly for the power broker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
So she reveals to, you know, Carly that, hey, listen, things are going bad now because, you know, I asked you guys to do something and you didn't do it and you went broke it off. And then you guys went and stole the serum that was supposed to be mine. With that conversation, what do you think the purpose for, you know, Sharon to even get these guys to do, what was she's trying to accomplish? I didn't even understand.
I have no idea what her end game was. Like, I thought
they don't explain.
Confusing. It was a very confusing storyline, I think.
Like, I thought maybe she had this super soldier serum and those guys stole it from her, but it seems like she made them take it in hopes they would work with her to do something bigger, but I have no idea what that would have been.
It would have been nice for her to drop a couple more sentences in front of her and say, you know, I made you guys because I wanted you to do etc. It would have been nice to see that laid out. And then it would have made more sense as to why she's involved, because, you know, she didn't have to come all the way down here to help. She could have stayed where she was. But there must have been a valued reason for it. And I didn't see that play out.
Yeah,
and
but the
maybe
thing is,
maybe it's done on purpose, though.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the thing is, we've talked about this before, that they don't tease anything or say anything without a reason for them doing it down the road. So I'm sure that eventually we will see what that end game was there. But for now, I guess it's a question mark.
All right. Okay. So Telford, take us after that event where Batroc is on the floor dead.
Yeah. So then, Batroc gets shot and he's on the ground. Sharon gets shot and in comes Captain America. Or as you call him, Falcon still.
America. We'll call him Falcon America.
Yeah, Falcon America. Compromise. So anyways, they get into a little bit of a battle, but he won't fight back with her. He's trying to save that and not harm her and just try to talk her down. But... yeah, it's not working. And then eventually Sharon shoots her dead.
Cold-blooded killer, Sharon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, pow, pow, pow. Game over.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Falcon America trying to be defensive?
I mean,
was there any point at this point in the whole arc for him to be defensive now?
As soon as Carly phoned his house and his sister... I would have not cared about her at all anymore if I was Sam.
Exactly. Right? And then tossing those people off, down into that pit, you know, and he has to, fly it out of there, too. So it's like, at no point is she trying to save people. She's just trying to kill people to further her endgame, which is a very confusing endgame, but...
Yeah, not fighting her didn't do anything. Like, it wasn't proving anything. The whole, exactly. I'm not going to hit you back. Yeah. Why not? She's as strong as, 15 men right now. So, what are you hoping to accomplish? At least knock her out. You don't have to kill her, but, defend yourself. Because if you die, then she's just, what is she going to do? Go back up there and just start killing everyone else. So, do something, man.
Exactly. There was more at stake here if he dies. Because then she's going to go kill more people. And for me, for him to do these little... twirls and these jumping jacks backwards, flips and all that nonsense, I just find that all just like, what are we doing here? Like, why are you wasting time where she's going and shooting people? She just shot your friend Sharon, right? She just killed Batroc. She's obviously not going to listen to reason at this point. She's way too deep into this thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, and even if if that was Steve Rogers in his position, Steve would have taken her down immediately.
So, he would have not killed her, but he would have took her down, knocked her out.
He would have dismantled
her. For sure. Yeah. So. And I don't know, maybe they're trying to make it look like that he's the Captain America that's, looking after everybody no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's the time and place to show that about him as a Captain America. So, again, I don't know, they're trying to shoehorn us to like this character, this new development of a character. And for me, at that point in the show, in that episode, still wasn't, satisfied, wasn't not on board. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so you get to that point where Sharon, puts an end to her, and then you have, what happens after that, D?
So, I'm guessing this is what we're going to call, the ending scenes, because this whole thing has been a constant roller coaster ride from start to finish. And
well, don't forget the butler. Don't forget the butler.
I won't. by ending, I mean we still have 30 minutes left. So.
Evil Alfred. Yeah.
This is just the downtime.
Evil Alfred, that's a good one.
So we come back up from the underground because they somehow made it underground during all of that collateral damage fight. And the senator thanks Cap for dealing with the terrorists. And then this is where Sam... takes the opportunity to lecture him, and he's like, "That why are you calling her a terrorist? Technically, she is one by definition, but okay, we're going to play semantics here." And he tells him the world isn't black and white anymore, and how they make judgments on situations without including the people it actually affects, and I totally 100% support what Sam was saying here. Like, this could have easily been avoided, but it was just a bunch of rich people in one room dictating what happened. And that's unfortunately how the world works, but It is what it is. It doesn't mean Carly has a right to just go.
Do you think? Okay, let me pose the question to you guys. Do you think that that whole conversation, that whole, you know, I'm Captain America, all this stuff, was that too political?
Oh yeah.
Was that Disney getting out of their comfort zone and trying to teach us? You know what I mean? Like, instead of watching a TV show, you know, were they trying to send us a message somehow? Like, I don't.
Yeah, 100%.
That I just found. I felt this was like being shoehorned into my life here, and I'm like, hey, listen, if I want to be educated or cultured or, you know about politics, I'll watch CNN or whatever channel. I'm watching a Disney Plus TV show here. Why are we talking about this? Like, I don't understand. Like, did you guys feel that way, or was it just me?
I did, but the moment they chose to use Carly and her agenda as the main reason the show is taking place, they had to address it. Otherwise, it's just Carly being carted off to jail or dead. And, like, I'm glad they acknowledged it, because every day I see or read about situations like this, and I think to myself, hey, could that have been avoided? Or, like, you guys are making some pretty big calls here but not talking to anyone. So the fact Sam acknowledged it on the show was kind of cool, but at the same time, it was shoehorned in. Mm-hmm. I just...
Yeah, tell her what you think.
I agree. I agreed with all of that as well. And right off the get-go, it being Falcon and Winter Soldier, they are kind of like political characters, you know? Where Winter Soldier was doing all of this killing and he's going through all this kind of stuff about that. I don't know. It did feel like it was kind of just pushed in there, but at the same time, it felt like it was needed as well. So, I was totally okay.
I could do without that whole scene where he lands on the ground holding her. I could do without that scene.
Oh yeah,
like I don't need silly to see that. Like what are we like? I don't understand. Like, are you trying to use her as a way to prop up to push your agenda through? Like, look, she's dead because of this movement here. I don't think you needed to this whole
it was gliding a bit of and to... it was a bit angelic of him doing that, it felt like.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so he's at this conversation with these powers to be, and you know, they try to chat about it and try to fix it, whatever. I don't know. We'll see on future shows or movies if they actually go about helping these people, mm-hmm. if this topic's gonna continue. So what happens after that, D?
So there's like a montage of what happens after, and it cuts to the raft. But before that, you see the remaining Flag Smashers getting put into a convoy to be carted off to the raft. And one of the guards was part of their cause, one of the Flag Smashers. So he whispers, what is it? One world, one nation or something like that?
Yeah,
something crazy.
They all got the grins on their faces.
It's like, yeah, we're going to get away. And then off in the distance, you see Mercedes and Zemo's butler's in there, and the convoy just blows up. Like, maybe it was just one car. I don't know how many were in there, but the whole armored... The
butler did it.
The butler did it this time.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a nice little callback to him, because I did enjoy him when he was on screen at the when they're getting on the airplane. He's just happy and jolly to be like a little murderous Alfred.
I honestly really miss Zemo in this episode. I think we could have used Zemo in this episode. It would have been fun to have Zemo like doing something nefarious while they're trying to save people. It would have been really cool to see Zemo have his thing, but we get to see Zemo.
He got his closure
in the raft. Yeah, he got his closure. He kind of sits back and smiles and just, you know, goes back to reading his book and saying, "Yep, I got it. I got it sorted out." You know, my man, the butler, you know, hooked it up out there. And so
while he's
that was cool.
In the raft too, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
The news even says that. So, like, how do you know he did it? How do you know, like, he clearly wanted them to know, like, that's bragging rights. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a man of many, many mysteries. Yeah. All right, and then we go to, where do we go after that?
I guess it's the courthouse. Is that a courthouse?
Yeah. Yeah, John Walker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so John Walker's talking to, is it Valerie? What is he? What does she call herself?
Something. She has a very long name, and I'm just going to refer to her as her name.
We'll just call her Madam Hydra, we'll call her. But so she basically gives him a new Threads, and this is the, you know, U.S. agent Thread with a dark tone to it. And I thought that was pretty cool to change that, because I didn't think they were going to change that. And they actually did change it. I'm like, all right, okay. So they're paying attention. They really wanted to be U.S. agent. And it's funny how they go from the Raft at Zemo to him. Is basically just showing you the connection there, right? Right after that, these guys are going to be part of the Thunderbolt. You know, so it's interesting how they right away go to him, and then he gets the name. She gives him the name, saying, hey, you're a U.S. agent now. And he's all happy. He's got his sidearm there. He's all happy. I wonder what shield they're going to give him. Are they going to give him the old Cap shield? You know, the one he used in the World War the beginning?
Well, in the comic book, he has something similar to that, but I'd be fine with just whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be vibranium.
I don't know. They're getting kind of loose with how much vibranium is being pumped into the, like,
everybody's world got right vibranium.
Now. Like, yeah, everyone's getting a vibranium something when it's supposed to be rare. So.
Not rare anymore. They found it all in those mountains there. So, Ulysses Claw, let everybody know it's out there for the taking. But, he's happy now. You can see him happy, vindicated, you know, justified that I'm wanted now. I'm somebody that is of need anymore. You know, now I'm not Captain America, but I am my own person now. I'm U.S. agent. And I think, you know, honestly, like, a lot of people, you know, were very, very, you know, aggressive and very negative toward not just the character that's been played on TV, but also the actor, you know, just going all over social media and stuff. And I feel for him as an actor. I think that he did a phenomenal job to make us really not like this character. You know, he did his job as an actor. He shouldn't be ridiculed and, you know, trashed on social media. So that, I don't understand. People are just weird out there who just take this way too seriously. But as an actor, I think he did a great job. And I think his character finally sort of got a redemption part. Now, this episode was sort of his redemption episode, where he's on the right track. We'll see. Time will tell that he's actually going to try his best to live up to trying to be like Captain America Jr., right? So, I don't know. What did you guys think of this whole arc of him as a character?
I mean, they had to rush some parts, unfortunately, because of how short the season was. But I'm glad he redeemed himself. He earned it. Like, once you found out the reason he is the way he is, due to all the wars he's been in and all the stuff he had to do, it stopped being 100% his fault and his ego. And other people had some responsibility to claim, but they never did. So I'm glad he got something out of it. Like, I didn't want it to be a tragic ending for him, so I was pretty satisfied. Yeah. And I like his costume. Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty cool, you know. Elvin, you enjoyed this costume? It wasn't too loose-fitting or Party City-ish for you?
No, this was grand, you know, threading right here. This was some good stuff right there.
Yeah, no, this is how you make a costume. Comic accurate as well, you know. So it was cool. I enjoyed seeing that. I liked seeing him finally, like, becoming U.S. agent. And, I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm excited to see more of him in upcoming shows. So,
honestly, I never thought this episode I'd be more happy with his costume versus Falcon America's costume.
Man,
really.
You hate that thing.
I did not. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just don't like it. So we get to that. We finish that scene. And then what's the scene after, Telford?
Scene after goes to Sam going to visit Isaiah Bradley. And again, you see some cameos of the Young Patriot, which he's gonna end up being Young Patriot at some point in time, but them having a conversation and him saying that he was basically approving of what he did, that he saw him on TV. And what was that one line where he said, he's like, you're always like a hard ass or something like that. And he's like, yep.
Oh yeah. His yeah. grandson chimes in.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see that scene because it gave me happiness because I was like, all right, he went back and kind of had a conversation with, you know, Isaiah Bradley and how his, you know, thinking has changed mm-hmm. seeing what, you know, he's doing now, Sam's doing now. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was nice to see that this, you know, hardened person, you know, changed. And then the part where they take him to the museum. And then I remember saying this. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I remember saying it would have been nice, or it would be nice at the end of this show to have a little place for him at the museum. I remember saying that. Mm-hmm. So I was so happy that they did that. You know, a little place for him to show the history of who this person was and how much he meant to this whole, you know, weapons project and everything, Super Soldier Serum project. And that he should not be forgotten for the sacrifice he, you know, had to make. And so, and also his brethren's at that time. So that was really, really nice. And I think that will set up a young Patriot really well, where he's going to feed off this and say, you know what, I'm going to join the cause as one of the young Avengers, hopefully, mm-hmm. down the road. So it'll be nice to see that. Dee, what was your take on this?
I liked it. Compared to the comic was very tragic, whereas this one was happy. So I'm glad he did get his section in the museum. I remember he saying he wanted to be left alone, but the fact that one presented with the knowledge that there is a section in the museum for him and his troops brought tears to his eyes. That was nice to see.
Yeah, cool.
He never... It's easy to say you don't want something until someone presents it to you. And
yeah,
now that he had the chance to see it, he clearly loved it. There was a lot going on through those scenes. The other one that I liked was Sharon getting her pardon. Sam kept his promise. But then she abuses that power. She kind of likes living on the edge a little too much. Because she makes a call after that, after she's released from custody. They offer her old job back, which is working with S.H.I.E.L.D., I believe. It's either the CIA or S.H.I.E.L.D.
I
want to
know who she's calling, right?
Pardon?
I want to know who she was talking to on that phone. Honestly, that's interesting. Like,
it would have been nice to have somebody to the highest bidders and all that. Like,
is this the resurrection of Hydra again?
Yeah, could be.
Oh, we'll see. I mean, that's interesting. I don't know if they're gonna do a season two. They haven't said anything about a season two. They've actually announced Falcon America Part 4. So they haven't announced Season 2. I don't think they're going to do another season from what I've heard. But who knows? You know, they might do a season that's related, mm-hmm. but not call it that title.
Well, I like the end credits where it says, instead of Falcon and Winter Soldier, it now says Captain America and the Winter Soldier. So
there was a typo. It should have been Falcon.
Get out of here.
They made a typo there, so... forever will be called Falcon America, unless he proves me wrong. So
loose fitting.
The day he proves me wrong, that's when I will call him. The day he proves me wrong, I will call him by his.
What more does he need to do? He took out a helicopter with a shield.
Get that suit right. Let's start with the suit first, and then we'll work our way to the rest.
They all get garbage suits at first.
Oh yeah,
it's their hazing ritual. They all get just garbage suits the first time. And then they get better progressively. Yeah.
This was a prototype that was left in the trash for a while, and it was just plucked out of the trash. And Shuri's like, "Yeah, just give it to him. He'll be okay with it." That's what it felt like. Anyways, we go right back to the suit again.
Yeah, man.
This whole episode just about the suit.
This episode is about the suit.
Yeah. So Sharon, you know, does her little spiel, and then we get Bucky, right? Redemption.
Yeah.
Bucky.
Yes.
That was rushed. Did you guys not think that was rushed?
I thought it was super rushed, and it was almost unneeded, because when him and Sam were having that discussion about, hey, just be like, you thinking you have to just go around, like, to redeem yourself in that way, it's not needed, you know? And then the very end of the episode is him doing that. I just felt it was really rushed and unnecessary.
Yeah, it was absolutely rushed. I didn't like it at all.
And even like the end when he's like looking at the his buddy or ex-buddy, I guess, and that girl through the window, and then just kind of like nods, like it just seemed like a silly sitcom, like, oh yeah, all right, I see you guys. And
then it looked off, like a sad puppy in the window. That's what it looked like, a sad puppy in the window at a pet shop.
Just a bit silly.
Like, can I come in? No, you can't. Okay.
Right.
This was away. D, what did you think of it? Did you think it was rushed and, you know, kind of force-fed?
I mean, I understand giving him closure, but I didn't feel anything from that scene, like, at all.
Not yet. There was no closure there.
Like, he said...
It was totally rushed and unnecessary.
Like, you assume he told him the whole story, start to finish, hopefully, because I hate when they do that in movies where there's a crucial part where, why did you do this? And then they, like, don't reveal why. So hopefully Bucky told him he was brainwashed. I know he said... I know he said he's forced to, but there's a difference between being forced to do something and being literally brainwashed to do it. So hopefully he's clarified.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have Falcon... So, you know, Falcon America show up with him and just, you know, validate that this guy is not the guy that killed your son. You know, like, they could have been in their regular civilian clothes, you know, talk to this guy. What's his name again? I forgot his name. Yuri? Is it Yuri?
I think so. I don't know anymore.
I think it's Yuri. Somebody can let us know on our social media platform. But, you know, like, it's weird that, you know, Sam should have been there for Bucky, like Bucky was there for Sam, you know, when he went back home. Why not go and do this? It would have been meaningful to have that reciprocate where he can go back with him and say, hey, listen, let me do you right where you live here, because you went to my town, my city with my family and did right by me there. I think that would have been a better closure to finish it off. And it would have also given, I think, Sam a more, you know, Captain America type of achievement, that not only is he a hero with the suit on, he's also one without the suit. So, because, you know, Steve Rogers did a lot of things without the suit on, right? You know, he tried to do a lot of right by people, by talking to people and all that. So I think it would have been necessary, or not necessary, I would say it would have been necessary to put a nice closure into the series where Sam can now, you know, use his abilities, not superhero abilities, but his ability to talk to people and finish this off for Bucky and do proper ending for him. Because it would have been nice to have Yuri and him have a beer together or something to, you know, let bygones be bygones, because this wasn't him. This was somebody else. And I just thought that was a missed opportunity, because in the beginning they really hyped it up. You know, they made a whole scene about this, right, where he went and killed his son. You know, make this whole scene, and then you don't, and then you finish it off with like 20-second clip. I just found that really strange how you built this up, and then you ended with that. It's unfortunate. So
after that, what happens? Very sporadic with their allotment of storytelling for certain arcs, you know. But
yeah. So what happens after this? Anything happens?
I don't even think so. Like, we covered Sharon. So. She gets pardoned. She gets her villain walk off. Sam and Bucky were at home. Sam gets his business back up and running. He goes and sees Isaiah. They go see the monument at the museum. I think everything was wrapped up.
That's what... I'm glad both of you were just like, oh, I think that's it, because that's exactly how I felt when it ended. I'm like, oh. I'm so glad you guys did it. You just proved my point. I was just like, sitting there, I'm like, oh, we're done? Okay. All right. I guess I'll just get up now and turn off the TV. Like, what?
Oh, except there's for no, there like, was that scene like before that where they're having like that party at Sam and his sister's place. I was like,
yeah, well, they have what? All that, yeah. That should have been at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, shouldn't, it would have been like...
Shouldn't that have been at the end? Kind
of the end of, like, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's
having a big party.
So,
yeah, but, yeah, I, no, I don't know. Okay. I agree.
Yeah, that would have been nice, actually.
Like, them not having, like, even, like, a double credit scene was kind of... I was like, eh, that sucks, but...
Yeah, I guess they reserved for the movies or something like that. But, yeah, I mean... Okay, let's get into this. I mean, we talked about the show. Now let's get into this whole series. Mm-hmm. From beginning to end. We'll start with you, D. Give us your 1 minute, because we are pressed for time here. We've been talking for a while.
Okay.
You got 1 minute to talk about this entire show, and then give me your out of 10 mark for this. Go.
Overall, I liked it. The reason being is it started off action-packed. I don't like when stories, like WandaVision, starts off slow, and I have to be convinced to keep watching episodes and episodes that picks up. They started off hard and fast, gave us a lot of action sequences, spoke when necessary, more action sequences, and they just kept that pattern, just shuffled through. Action, storytelling, action, storytelling, action, storytelling. I love that. I like the choreography. The only thing that I did not like was Carly and her main goal. Like, I thought it was ridiculous. I understand her frustration, but the execution would have blown up in her face. Overall, I would give the show a 9.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
I love
it.
All right.
Okay. I love it. Okay. All right, Telford, you got 1 minute. Go.
I really enjoyed it. It gave me an opportunity to see some characters that I don't really know too much about. Like, I've read enough comics with them in it, but didn't really know too much backstory on Sam and Bucky. So it was really cool to see them in action, see a lot of their story, see the interaction between those two characters. It was a lot of fun too. Getting to see some locales too, like Madripoor finally introduced was really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, I agree with D. Carly was probably the weakest link in this entire series and that whole story. And also the power broker being Sharon was pretty weak in my opinion too, so... I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was a fun series, a lot of action, some good storytelling for the most part, and Baron Zemo was added again, so I don't know. But I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Okay, pretty high score, Mark. All right, okay, what do I think? Okay, from beginning to end, this is such a weird TV series for me because it hit me like a ton of bricks with excitement. There was a lot of like action scenes. Mm-hmm. There's humor. There was a lot of mystery of what's going on. And, you know, Madripoor, the locations that they went to, Latveria, sorry. I wish it was Latveria. But these locations, these scenes, you know, characters being introduced, it was fun. Like, I enjoyed the ride on episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then hit full brakes at that. And what I mean by that is episode 5 and 6 did nothing for me.
Oh no.
Complete garbage 2 episodes. What a waste of momentum. It was like going up a roller coaster and then they're like, yeah, we're gonna put a stop to this, everybody get back to the station. It didn't go over the top and go for a ride, in my opinion. I thought there was a lot of rush storyline there. They packed it in. And it's, if the rumors are true that this was something else, I'm going to be really, really upset with Marvel that they did this. Because, you know, like, you make us excited for over a year for this show, and then you go and scrap it and give us this. You can clearly tell there was something changed in episode 5 and 6. And there's also rumors that Black Widow and Old Man Steve Rogers were supposed to show up. And I kind of see that because they keep talking about Cap and being on the moon. But they said that many. They even said in this episode. I thought he was supposed to be on the moon. One of the security guards said that. Like, they kept saying that. So I don't know if that was supposed to come to fruition where he was supposed to show up and say, hey guys, I'm not in the moon. I'm here. But I'm doing something. So and I wish you guys well, whatever it is, but there seems to be something missing there, and honestly, I did not appreciate 5 and 6 episode. I did not appreciate the costume. I don't appreciate Falcon being Captain America. I'm sorry. I'm not jumping on that wagon. It's just me. I have nothing against it. I wish the guy well. I hope he succeeds in changing my mind down the road, and I'll be the first to say it. You know, give me a movie and let me think about it during the movie, and then I'll admit it if he's worthy of that. But right now, he's not. This did nothing for me.
If you flip and you end up liking him, we're going to Party City and we're getting you
I will wear the Falcon costume in the next TV show or movie he convinces me. But if he doesn't convince me, then you guys will go on the record and say, you know what? You're right. He's still not Captain America. Right? So I will do that. If in the next movie he's in there or next TV show is in there and he changes my mind, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm always there straight up with you guys. I never, sugarcoat anything. I'm straight up. That's why I'm giving you my take here. I'm being honest with you. My overall, I know I'm over a minute and I told you guys to give you a minute. Sorry. But if I was to give it out of 10, I would give this 7 out of 10.
Okay, that's still fine.
So 7 out of 10. Yep. It's still great. Like, I'm not ignoring the first 4 episodes. There were fantastic episodes of the first 4. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that the character that really made the show, aside from these two obvious characters, is Zemo. Zemo really, he really brought a lot of life to that show.
Yeah, so, he was a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. They had an hour video, dance video on YouTube because of him, right? So yeah, 7 out of 10. I really wish 5 and 6 were great. They weren't. Downfall was that, and that's why I dropped to 7. If 5 and 6 were great, this would have been a 9 for me. But 7 out of 10. Let me ask you guys before we kind of end it here, is do you want to see a season 2, or do you think you're okay with this and they go straight into movies with these characters?
I wouldn't mind a season 2 at some point. Like, it doesn't have to come before a movie, but
eventual, yeah. Right?
For Telford? Me, I would love to see a season 2. I would actually even love for them to just give up making movies and just straight up do TV series. They have more time to tell stories.
Definitely. Let me ask you one thing. If you had to choose between WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, which one would you pick? You had to pick one of them.
Oh, that's hard.
To watch? Or, like, I mean, if they're saying, hey, you only can watch one of these shows, which one would you watch or pick?
This one. Because Wanda bored me at first. It was a slow burn.
Slow burn. I agree with the I would watch this one. I probably will rewatch this one again.
Okay, which one was the better out of the two?
The end payoff for WandaVision was better, in my opinion.
No. I'm not talking about end. I'm talking about which one is the better out of the two.
I'm gonna go with Falcon.
That's hard.
Telfer, you're gonna go with Falcon Winter Soldier. D.
I still think Falcon.
Wow, I think Wanda.
I'm treating this as a whole, like the start to finish.
Yeah.
Whereas WandaVision had a nice end. Like, I love WandaVision's ending, like her whole.
Yeah.
But to get to that point, I had to sit through me being bored for however many episodes.
The way I look at it, the reason why I choose WandaVision over Falcon Winter Soldier is because, I mean, I know the first two episodes were bland and boring, but I respect what they did to make those two episodes, where they went to old technology and actually did it the way they were doing it. So I respect that, because there's a lot of, tricks involved in getting it right. Right? So I respected that. But yes, the first two episodes were really bland. But what I liked about Wanda was after that, it just took off and never went backwards. It just took off, and it culminated to a very, very amazing ending, where it was just so intense, and how they ended it. And then the end credit scenes were even more intense. Like, it just made you think that there's so much possibilities now with her really trying to understand her powers, right? So it left a lot of intrigue for me. And I kind of find that WandaVision was better for me because of that. Mm-hmm. I honestly, it wasn't by much, though. I'll tell you that. It was very, very close. the scenes and the fast pacing of Falcon Winter Soldier made it for that show. So it was very, very narrow margin. I'd say 7.5 and 7 out of 10. Hmm. That's what I would say. Very, very close.
As much as you hate the...
I don't hate. Why do you guys keep saying I hate?
You did this, not us.
Right, that you dislike the new Captain America suit. I felt the same way with them not addressing the mutant issue, finally, now that Disney owns. Yeah. So that's how I felt. I was like, I felt like
I don't think they're going to address that in a TV show. I think they're going to address that in a movie for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of big news.
It's the right place to put it, mm-hmm. I think, in my opinion, to address it in a big movie. So we'll see. All right, okay. Is there anything else you guys want to say before we kind of sign off here on this Falcon Winter Soldier journey that we had?
I'm good. I think we covered it all.
Yeah, I'm good. All right, okay. I can't wait for the next one.
Hopefully with a better suit. Well, our next bonus episodes will be Loki. I'm excited for that. I'm an early prediction right now. Early prediction. Let's get it from you guys. Do you think this is going to be better than the other two, Loki?
I don't know. It's kind of Doctor Who-ish, and I never really picked up on. I like Loki though. So,
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to go with yes.
So you're both saying yes. I say yes. Mm-hmm. I think the two early stages here, from the little nuggets that we got, I think it'll be better than these two. So we'll see, right? I mean, that's the fun part. Is it July 11th? I believe it goes on air.
Yeah, I believe so too.
So we will be doing our Loki weekly episodes for everybody that's listening. So this wraps up our Falcon and Winter Soldier. It was filled with spoilers, and I did tell everybody in the beginning. We hope you guys enjoyed our weekly bonus episode on this series. Join us for our regular episodes that we do every week. But also, when Loki starts up, we'll be doing our bonus episodes again. So we want to thank everybody for joining us. So wherever you are around the world or in the universe, have yourself a good morning, a great day, and a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.